Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone Rewards stretched Jason's love even further. He recalled moments he and his car shared, oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
Oh, really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, this Thursday through Sunday, get an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like graphic tees starting at only $8.99 and backpacks starting at just $14.99. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Be yourself. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
We're testing the new Samsung Galaxy S6 Active from AT&T to see how it handles pretty much anything life throws at it. First up, the splash test. Not a problem. Next, the drop station. Ketchup and mustard, a classic, and it's A-OK. Now, the mud simulator. And it's ringing. One second. Hello? Can I call you? I'm going to call you back. Looks like the Samsung Galaxy S6 Active handled it all without a problem. I just wish I'd rinsed it off first. Ugh.
Switch now to AT&T and earn $300 in credits when you buy a C-phone on AT&T Next and trade your current smartphone. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Device meets military standards for dust and shock resistance. Drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface and IP68 rating for water resistance up to 1.5 meters for 30 minutes. Rinse residue promptly. Limited time offer. Select locations. Must port number activate service and remain in good standing. $300 equals $100 bill credit applied within 90 days and $200 phone trading credit, which may be via promotion card. Trading must be in good working condition. Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp. With a new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players, you don't want to miss a minute of our coverage in Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
It's 3 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears top draft pick Kevin White is starting training camp on the PUP list with a shin injury that the team has declined to elaborate on. Head coach John Fox did talk to the media today, though, and he said the injury isn't all that serious.
He's day-to-day. I mean, it's not a long-term problem, but, you know, like any injury, you know, a blister can become a long-term problem if you don't treat it right. So, you know, we're just trying to do the proper treatment and do what's in his best interest, which is whatever his best interest is our best interest.
The first day of practice now in the books down in Bourbonnais. Linebacker Sam Acho told Speaks and Goff today that opening camp is always tough for the players.
First day of camp is always a grind because you haven't been practicing for at least 5-6 weeks. And so you're back on the field, you're learning the new plays, you're going full speed, and you're trying to get better. And, you know, you have 13 practices to get better. And so the first day is definitely a grind, and that's what today was. It's a grind. You're trying to set the tempo.
You can hear more with Sam Acho at SpiegelandGoff.com. Quarterback Tim Jennings was not in camp today. He was taking care of a DUI arrest he picked up in Georgia in January. Jennings pleaded guilty to reckless driving, according to TMZ. He's expected in camp tomorrow. Meanwhile, dueling lawsuits between the NFL and the Players Association over Tom Brady's Deflategate suspension will be heard in New York after a Minnesota judge shipped the union's lawsuit to the Big Apple to be consolidated with the NFL's own lawsuit to deem his decision valid. And Seahawks' Russell Wilson has set a deadline for agreeing to a new contract with Seattle for tomorrow. Wilson is in the last year of his rookie contract and says he won't negotiate during the season. Big Ten Football Media Day takes place today. Illini coach Tim Beckman said he's looking to the future when he was asked about allegations of athlete mistreatment against the school's athletic department. And Ohio State suspended 4 players, including All-American Joey Bosa, for their opener against Virginia Tech for issues related to academics and marijuana. To baseball, Cubs are in Milwaukee tonight to open a weekend series against the Brewers, Jake Arrieta and Jimmy Nelson at 7:10. White Sox trying to win their 8th straight game tonight in Boston. Chris Sale heads to the mound to face Stephen Wright at 6:10. White Sox are shopping for a bat, according to Bob Nightingale, and he says Yoenis Cespedes of the Tigers is among the players the Southsiders are interested in. Blackhawks have come to an agreement with the city to build a new practice facility and community center on the site currently occupied by Malcolm X College. Construction will begin next year and will take about 2 years to complete. Owner Rocky Wirtz says he hopes the facility will bolster Chicago's chance at hosting the World Junior Championships in 2018. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's July sales event going on now. And at Sam's Club, summer savings just got sweeter. Get limited time offers like 3 pounds of red grapes, only $4.98, Sabra hummus and pretzel chips for $9.98, and freshly prepared chicken parmesan, just $5.18 a pound. Sam's Club, life is better in the club. See your club for details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 5:35 when the White Sox take on the Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein. Hola! Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At a 304 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boers and Bernstein. We are in Bourbonnais. We don't know what to expect walking through that door. Maybe nothing, maybe something. We'll see as the day rolls on, but the plans include 5 o'clock. Who are you crapping?
And in a couple minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Scott Miller of Bleacher Report, the national MLB columnist, who's going to have some thoughts on everything that's going on in baseball right now. The White Sox are said to be angling for another offensive performer to bolster their run scoring, which of late has been terrific. The batting average of balls in play is on the rise. It's seemingly in Boston, anytime they make contact, it's a hit. And the Cubs are continuing to try to find a taker for Starlin Castro and not really succeeding.
Nope.
Because everybody is asking for all of their top prospects and they're not inclined to part with any of them.
Yeah, I Baez is the guy that keeps coming up. That's what I was told. But that, you know, it's just that you, I don't know how, if you could have seen this coming with or whatever with Castro, but you just waited to the point now where you had a guy that was sort of an asset that people might have wanted. Now, he's like a throw-in. What do you want? Well, okay, well, we'll throw this guy in for you.
We go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com, and we welcome the national MLB columnist for Bleacher Report. You also hear him on Sirius XM and MLB Network Radio. He is Scott Miller, joining us on The Score. How you doing, Scott?
Good, guys. Crazy day. Again, today is the trade deadline, so literally just, I guess, 55 minutes, that's an hour. I can't even think anymore. Trade deadline is 23 hours and 55 minutes away. That's it. 5 minutes less than 24 hours.
So what's being rumored? What's the buzz today? Is there anything new? Is there anything new to any of these? Because we know the White Sox are supposedly now looking for a bat and all the other things, a late entrant in the Derby here. Or is there something that, Scott, you think is going to happen that's been sitting there forever, and that finally before we get past the deadline, it will happen?
Yeah, you know, at this point, it's hard to say. Everybody seems to be taking kind of that proverbial deep breath after the David Price trade from Detroit to Toronto. There's a lot of activity out there, a lot of things that could happen. Jonas Cespedes of the Tigers, he's going to go in the next 24 hours. They pulled the Price trade today. The Tigers still have some stuff to go. Cespedes, Alex Avila, the catcher. Cespedes is sure to go because he is a free agent this winter, and the way his contract is structured and the way his situation is, when he leaves via free agency, the Tigers would not get any compensatory draft picks. So they either have to trade him now to get something for him or lose him for nothing this winter. And obviously they've traded David Price, so they're already in the process of retooling. I think they're going to trade Cespedes. You know, Cincinnati's got, they traded Johnny Cueto to Kansas City, mm-hmm. but Mike Leake, Aroldis Chapman, and the outfielder Jay Bruce, all of those guys are expected to go. People are waiting for the Giants to make a move, see if they had a starting pitcher. The Padres seem to be holding a lot of cards right now. They are expected to make some moves. Justin Upton, the outfielder, is a free agent this winter. They're expected to deal him. They're getting a lot of hits on their starting pitching right now. Tyson Ross, I think they can make a pretty good deal for. Andrew Cashner, the old Cub. So lots of stuff still probably to come down here in the next 23 hours and 53 minutes now.
So do you think the market at the moment for Starlin Castro exists at all? Or is this just something that people in Chicago still think that there might be those that see in him all of the past good and none of the current awful?
You know, I think there's a march. It's not what it would have been a couple of years ago. You know, obviously, as you said, it's, you know, second consecutive year. He seems to be diminishing. You know, the interesting thing to me, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not. This is certainly not a prediction, but if you look at things, the Padres went into this year needing a shortstop. They still need a shortstop. You know, they've got a couple pieces that could help the Cubs, be it starting pitching, you know, I don't know about Cashner again, but Ross, you know, Ian Kennedy's a free agent this winter. Craig Kimbrell is signed at $13 million a year through 2017. I think he has an option for 2018. You know, Kimbrell's the kind of guy to me, it seems like, you know, with the Cubs just entering their window right now to win, you know, they're looking at the longer term. Kimbrell would give them a pretty doggone good closer for the next 2 or 3 years. So, you know, again, just it makes sense, something of a Castro, a package or some kind of deal built around Castro and Craig Kimbrell. But, you know, again, that's just thinking out loud. That's not a prediction.
Okay. Yeah, the Padres went out of their mind during this offseason, at least for them, Scott, and did this and did that and brought in this guy and brought in that guy. And everybody figured, yeah, they got enough bats now. Yeah. Maybe they're finally ready to contend. And that thing just never got off the ground. Never.
No, they didn't. It's been a disappointing year for the Padres. And, you know, the other thing with them nationally, guys, a lot of people think because their payroll's a club record, over a little bit over $100 million right now, a lot of people are expecting some kind of a fire sale. And what my sources tell me, you know, the Padres, they realize it's a disappointing year. They realize they need to retool things. But that's exactly what they're trying to do right now, is retool, move a few parts around, find the combination that's going to win, not just dump a bunch of salaries. So I expect the Padres to make a few deals in the next 24, well, what are we at now, 23, 50? I expect the Padres to make a few deals